even the most ardent atheist, or even simply those who don't really trouble themselves with God, will generally remember God when in trouble. Unless you can fight like Jackie Chan, most people will ask for God's help should they ever find themselves stuck in a dark alley at night whilst being threatened by two large men wearing balaclavas and holding baseball bats. With this thought in mind, I thought I would ask God to help me with a less intractable problem that we are all facing, and which is getting bigger for us all with each passing day. Namely, which party to vote for in the general election. To be honest, I'm stuck, and compared to dealing with two thugs, this should be an easy problem for God to solve for me. Being a Sikh meant I thought I would ask the Sikh God, who actually, as my faith would have it, is a God to be shared amongst us all, Sikhs and non-Sikhs. God, like most parents, loves all his children equally, although God may speak to some more and others less. So I thought, what are the central tenets of Sikhism and how can they help me decide who to vote for? I know that my faith places social obligations on me, so voting selfishly just won't do. So I would test the parties against the central tenets of Sikhism. Well, the first tenet of Sikhism is Girdgarni, which means that one should earn an honest living through hard work. No shortcuts to wealth allowed for Sikhs. Well, I thought that given that Labour, the Lib Dems and the Green Party seem to be parties of high taxation on those that work, that rules them out. They will take away my hard-earned, honest income through various high taxes, and they have no respect or understanding for those who work hard and generate economic activity, particularly in business. That rules them out. The second tenet of Sikhism is Naam Japna, which means undertaking spiritual introspection by repeating God's name through prayer. Well, to do that, one needs freedom of expression and religion. And I'm not sure UKIP would allow me to do that, which rules them out. The third tenet of Sikhism is Vand Geshakara, something that you'll see in the procession next week, which means that one is to share the fruits of one's honest labour with others, especially the poor and vulnerable. Having counted 8 separate homeless people sleeping on the pavement during a 30-minute walk last night and seen the impact of things like the bedroom tax, I thought, well, that rules the Tories out, as they seem to relish being cruel to the poor. My faith and conscience won't allow that. With the exception of a few pathological haters in the world, most of us want the same simple things from our political parties and government. Access to decent education, an opportunity to work and to be paid fairly, a house to call our own, the ability to walk around in safety without fear of crime or hatred, and a support net when our or our fellow citizens' health or work fails them. It's not much fun driving a Bentley past a starving, homeless person. A lot of us are confused who to vote for, which explains why no party is currently in the lead. Ultimately, my conclusion was that God can do a lot of things, including helping you in that dark alley against those thugs by giving some hope and for a Sikh the instructions to fight back like a lion. God can maybe even do a few miracles. When it comes to deciding who to vote for in May, it seems that even God can't help. You're on your own with that one. Good luck.